Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, eats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a
blah,
story.
Blah, blah, dreams blah, die. Blah, blah, blah.
No.
Kenny,
no,
you there?
No, no, no.
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
This is so fucking annoying. Yeah. Shut up.
We got it, Dave returned.
Tell me story.
Yeah. How about we just do that? There we go. How about that? That's fucking good enough.
The power Jesus Christ. Is real. We can. The fear is reborn.
They're working on it.
Because they
all right, well, yeah, we've returned. Blah, 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 blah. Who gives a shit? Well, we're broadcasting right now on our player. We're having a little problem, more like radio. They're working on it right now. What's up, Kenny?
I'm here, brother.
Yeah. I'm here all by my lonesome with Frank. It's,
yeah, I'm here at the homestead.
Yep. Yeah. Welcome, if it's your first time checking out the show, we apologize and go find another podcast. We can't even get it. We're supposed to start 12 minutes ago, but there's some technical issues going on. Podcast won't even know about it. Doesn't matter to you guys. It explained my grouchiness. It's the Conti Kenny Show, of course. This is our 538th show in the last 10 years.
Sure.
The phone number. Shut up. The phone number is 240-HI-CNK. That's 240-442-2635. If you're listening in podcast, you want to check us out live, you can go to morelikeradio.com and you can actually go to the live page and go in the chat room. You could go there, or you could just go to ContiKenny.com, and there's a little chat room there also. And also, you can download the TuneIn app, which is like the iHeartRadio thing, and find a More Like Radio station, and then you can listen to us on your phone.
And you could find it. It's also the iHeart Technical Issues app.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good time, isn't it?
Click on that and enter promotion code Conti and Kenny live.
Yeah.
And you'll receive a bag of flaming dog shit on your front step.
Nice. Lit on fire, right?
Lit on fire.
Okay.
Delivered by one of the biggest delivery carriers in the country.
Yes.
In the world.
Yes. It might actually have my face right there. I'll be lighting the match.
With a nice personal note.
Yeah. It says, fuck you. Spelled wrong. Spelled it P-H because I want to be cool. Yeah, sorry. Hopefully it'll start to pick up with more people checking us out and getting in the chat rooms once the More Like Radio chat room gets fixed. So what happened to you? How come you couldn't come into the studio today?
Well, my older sis that I live with.
Oh, Gestapo?
Gestapo, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She had a little bit of car issues, and like I said, since I have some time off, everything that needs to be done, I have to do it, because you're not doing anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing anything else.
Oh, because you're not working.
Yeah. You're not doing anything else. But this was a different one, because she went food shopping yesterday for us. We make a list. She gets her coupons. She goes food shopping. And we got food for the week, but her little Honda Civic is on the fritz. And she got stuck, and then it started. It's almost like some kind of a starter problem, whatever. So I've been on 24-hour phone call watch if I have to go pick her up. So I said, you know what? She's got a bunch of shit to do tonight. Take my car. Leave the other one here. You'll be fine. and then we'll, you know, we'll get her car fixed. She's sat at Pep Boys for like 2 hours, and they're like, I don't know. We don't know what's wrong. So she actually got to the point where she YouTubed what was going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you turn the key and it would go, and it would try to start, and then you would turn it.
So her car sounded like a disgruntled old Jewish man?
yeah, trying to pick up a bag of groceries.
There was a little. They put too much meat in the bag of groceries. They should have put toilet paper in and make it a little lighter.
it was either that or Don Rickles fucking.
That's funny.
And then just a couple of clicks because his pacemaker went out. But after then, it was nothing. But she had a bunch of shit to do way up north. So I said, you know what? I don't want to have to deal with going to pick you up. Just take my car and we'll figure it out tomorrow. So this will be the last remote for a while. I promise. Because I got nothing else to do. I got nothing else to do. No, this will be. There's been too many recently. So.
Okay, I'm just tweeting that they should go to ContiandKenny.com right now to listen. Until we fix the More Like Radio problem. Until More Like Radio.
Are you putting that in the More Like chat?
No. Oh no. I thought you had the More Like chat up.
No. I did. I didn't know. I didn't write anything until we came back on.
Yeah. Just tell them that we're experiencing difficulties. They want to go in the other chat, but is fixed. Sorry. Okay.
No, go ahead. I'm doing it.
It's fine. We do a pretty good. We've gotten pretty good, pretty used to it. You know, all these other shows, they all do it where they do it in Skype, and they, you know, and they pull it off. So, you know, occasionally we have to do the same thing.
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't like it. The show is much better when we're in studio. We've gotten pretty good at it over the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
It's been much better. But I like being in the studio.
And they like your face, the picture that is in the chat. They really seem to like that. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, they do.
And we'll see. We'll see how long we go tonight. You know, I mean, if we go to, I don't know. I'm really leaning towards doing the 7 to 9 show, you know, just to try to help build, you know, it basically would be broken into 2 1-hour shows. And, you know, so, you know, around 8 o'clock, we do the break, we play the couple of commercials and, you know, bang out some really good 2 hour shows. But if we want to go longer, we got the option because we go right into Conti and Kenny. So
exactly,
you know, it would maybe make it like, hey, listen, it'll be a 2 to 3 hour podcast. And, you know, if it's two, it's great. If it's 2 hours and 20 minutes because we're rolling with something or, you know, somebody's in studio and it's just really kicking ass, we do it. If not, we sign off.
Sure. And now we asked.
I'm a little grouchy right now, so I'm going with the 2 hours. I'm a little.
You just want to get out of
there. A little pissy right now.
Yeah. No. We asked everybody for their feedback, and we got nothing.
Of course, it's like every.
I think we got 4 years. Said he listens. You know, he works, so he listens to us during work.
Right.
So he wants the whole 3 hours. But everybody else, we could split it up. And listen, we can get people knowing that if we do a 2 hour show. And they go and download it and say, see, 236 or 247. They're like, what happened there?
Something was going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, that could be something to really contemplate. Because I just want it to be more, I want it to be more of an inviting podcast to get more listeners, you know?
Sure.
And listen, the shorter, the better. The ADD world. Everybody listens to 30 podcasts. There's only so many hours of every week that you can listen to shows. So why not give them that, you know, make it a little bit more inviting of a, hey, you know, it's a 2 hour show. Maybe you check it out. You know, it's, I'm not sure. I'm not, you know, I'm still, I'm not, I, this month has been so weird for me. Yeah. You know, yeah. I'm trying to, even just like with my sleeping patterns and everything else. I mean, look at my beard. I mean, I'm so weird looking right
have
now.
Have you still not, you still haven't shaven it?
No. So if you look in the, well, when the pictures come up, you'll see it's getting long. I'm starting to, you know, I'm kind of, and you know what's funny? I don't know. Nobody really says anything. I think people are too weirded out by it. You know, my friends are like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, but my girlfriend likes it. You know, she doesn't complain.
Because it tickles her taint when you're going down on her. That's why. If you get a 5 o'clock shadow, it rips the clitoris apart. But if you have a nice softy pillow down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, you get done from there, and you know, her butthole's tickled.
Yeah, it's not like I got, like, you know, rough pubic hairs, you know, coming out of my face. It's, you know, it's not, I don't have,
you know, it's, you
I
know, it's funny.
Hard beard, but it's not too soft.
But, you know, after a night of rolling in the hay, as they say. And,
rolling
you know,
the hay.
She goes and takes the number two and then wipes herself, and she normally trims everything down there and then finds like 7 big long curlies. She knows it's the bottom of your chin.
Colorado Dick, I called it the old womb broom. that was also an old Carlin bit of all the different types of
beards?
Different what do you call it? Birth control. He was doing his whole thing where he's just, when birth control finally becomes over the counter, you know, this was early 70s, so it wasn't. And he was like, yeah, they're going to come up with all these different names like Humpty Dumpty, Womb Broom, you know. Then they're going to have ones that don't work all the time. They'll call it Baby Maybe, you know what I mean? It was like just brilliant.
No shit. I don't remember that one.
Dude, it's great. Yeah, womb broom. Womb broom is hilarious.
That's funny.
If you're thinking about it, you're cleaning out the old womb, you know? It's just very, very funny. Check it out. George Carlin, the greatest.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, one. Birth control. It's called birth control. You should be able to find it.
Okay.
On the YouTubes, as they say. So I'm not sure... Because right now, I don't think we've gotten through yet to more like radio. So right now, I swear, Kenny, I think we are broadcasting to one person, Colorado Dickhead, in the one chat room. I really do. Because more people will come in here in a little bit. But right now, we have one person in our chat, and we're broadcasting through our website. But I don't know if we can tell if the people are just listening on Conti and Kenny, and they're not in the chat. So I think I could be wrong with
that. Yeah, no, because I made contact with an old friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Her friend, her name's Nikki. And me and her brother and my friend Gabe, we were all best pals. I mean, from 16 until 22, 23, something like that. We 24/7, we were around each other. And, you know, we've lost contact. Everybody gets married, has kids, and she was in town this week. Guest 350, I hear you boys on MLR. I think it's fixed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, maybe. You know what? Let me check here. Hold on a second. I'm going to click on audio.
It is still, you know, it just still says it's reconnecting. But I don't know.
It says more like radio replay.
Oh, yeah. So right now, they're hearing us from last week.
Yeah.
So we sound like sniveling babies because we're still crying about our friend dying.
No, full Z, you're good on MLR. I'm going to put it, is it a replay? Is it?
Uh-huh. Is it a replay? Pookie.
Sorry, how'd you like to mow my lawn?
How'd you like to touch my replay? Sorry.
Ro. I'm logged in, though, but it came up as a guest. Is it a replay? Oh, I'm listening to... on Ustream.
It just
that's
went through.
Why, that's why.
It just went through 40 seconds ago. We are on.
Okay, we're good.
On
there we go.
Radio. Beautiful. All right, everybody. The other 8 people, thank you. All right. Sorry for the delay. We had a little bit of issues, but thanks to Mary Ann and Mitch helping us out here. Thank you very much. We appreciate everything you do for us over here for the Conti and McKenna show. And I think maybe later on.
We got a bunch of pals in the chat, so they're all good. They're hearing us now.
I think later on I got to call my mother. She called me before and see what that psychopath wants. She's out of her fucking mind, dude. She's a crazy person. But, yeah.
My mother gave me a... My sister yelled at me last night at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Why?
Because I was arguing with my mother. I'm at the dining room table where I have the computer and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's where I hang out at night. I watch the Yankee game. I check shit. You know? That's kind of my office, so to speak. And me and my mother are going back and forth. My little sister and her fiancé, husband, kind of a non-marriage... relationship. Yeah. Want to buy a house up in Clifton.
Oh.
It's like 200 grand, but I just tell them, you know, my mom's like, oh, it's really cute. It's really cute. I'm like, you have no idea of foundations or roofs or, you know, I saw a picture of the basement where the washer and dryer is. And right next to it is an old, which I know from doing construction, is an old asbestos pole. It's, you know, the when they take the hot water, the copper from the hot water pipes, they covered it in asbestos back in the day to cover. And I'm like, you're going to buy a $200,000 house, you got asbestos in a, you know, lead, asbestos, that shit will kill you.
I don't know what that's from.
9/11. Remember I told you about that 9/11? When the building came down. And
I didn't realize they made a comedy show about 9/11. What are you talking about?
No.
You made it like you were quoting a funny movie or a sitcom.
No, Tower 2 went down, and an older black woman who was an employee at Starbucks opens up the door, and she's like bringing people into Starbucks. And then that big plume of smoke goes past the window.
Right.
And she goes, you can't go outside. That shit will kill you. It's got lead, asbestos. And I, to this day, we've done it on the air before. I can call my sister Allison. All she has to do is answer the phone, and I'll go, that shit'll kill you. And she'll go, lead, asbestos. not that there was anything funny out of 9/11, but
that's hilarious.
Yeah. You want to give it a shot?
What?
You want to call my sister, and I'm just gonna go, that shit'll kill you.
Absolutely. Hold on. Let me.
You want
to? How are we gonna do this though?
I'll do it on speakerphone here.
No. I can die. I can, like, you know, I should.
I'm gonna text you. I'm gonna text you her number.
Oh, you're gonna text me the number. Okay, cool. So what you're gonna do is you're just gonna answer and you're gonna say that shit'll kill you.
That shit'll kill you.
All right.
And she's gonna go, lead, asbestos.
All right. She's probably not listening, right?
No, she's not. Right, she's got kids.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. Hopefully she answers. She might not know your number, though.
It's going to be like a 303 number or something like that.
Yeah, you know what? She probably won't answer it. Let me do it on speaker.
Well, let's give it a shot first.
Okay.
Let me give it a shot. All right. I got your sister's number now.
Daisy.
Sorry.
Yeah, she's been dying to bang you.
Yeah.
She wasn't married, both of my sisters would blow you. I'm telling you.
Come on, this will be great.
So Allison, I can't come to the phone right now, so if you leave a message, I will give you a call.
Boom.
Yeah, no. Let me try speaker.
Okay. Let's give it a shot. I'll just make my day.
Can you hear good?
Sounds good. Jesus.
Hey, Mill. It's me and Joe. We're on the air.
Oh, okay.
I have a test for you, okay?
You have a test for me? Okay.
All right, here it is. That shit'll kill you.
Say that again?
Get inside. That shit'll kill you. It's got...
Compound, you can't go in there.
I forgot about compounds.
Yeah, you helped her out a little bit. You gave her
asbestos compound.
All right, you passed, Bill.
I didn't realize 9/11 made it. I didn't realize 9/11 made a sitcom. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the only funny thing.
What's that?
No. Joe's in the hat. You can't hear Joe. It's on. Oh. You're on speakerphone. But I'll call you in a little bit. Thank you. You passed with flying colors.
Okay. Good. Thank you. All right. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Allison.
Yeah, it's classic. I forgot about compounds. That should have killed you. Let's asbestos compounds.
Well, I told you the story about when the OJ jury verdict came out. I was working for a tire company, and I was delivering. I used to do their New York route whenever the New York guy couldn't do it, and I was driving through. I was doing New York that night. It's either Long Island or New York, and I was doing New York, and I didn't have a radio on my truck. And I remember that they said sometime today in the afternoon, they think the jury's going to come out. So I remember I'm in the Bronx, and I'm like, all right, let me get out of the Bronx. Let me get to my next stop. And then I was going through Manhattan, and then I was going through Manhattan, and then Brooklyn, and then Staten Island, and then I was heading back into Jersey. And I remember I'm on the West Side Highway, probably right near the Twin Towers at the time, and everybody's got their radios on, and I'm sitting there, and you hear, like, the judge come out, and they say, oh, the jury is coming out, and I'm sitting there going, oh, I'm at the light, and everybody's got it on, and everybody takes off, so I'm like, shit, I don't even know what happened, you know? I pull up into the, I was going into the Battery Tunnel, or one of the bridges, going over to Brooklyn, and, you know, it's like 10 minutes later, so it's obvious that the, you know, they made their decision, so I pull up and there's this black chick sitting at the, you know, in the toll booth, and she's like real ghetto. She's got like gold teeth, and her hair was like all
she's fucking like old dirty bastard. Yeah. with cornrows.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And like really ghetto, like sounded chick. And I just looked at her and I give her the money, and I'm getting a receipt because I had to get the receipts back then. There was no Easy Pass, and I go, hey, so what happened with the the OJ jury? And she just looked at me, and she put on a little smile, and she go, he be not innocent. And I'm like, what in the fuck did she just say? He be not innocent. But when I dissected what she said, she basically told me he was guilty, but it was from the way she said it and the smile on her face. I knew she meant he was innocent.
Right.
But she said he be not innocent. I just thought that was fantastic.
Or her tongue probably got caught on her gold teeth.
I don't know, but that's how I found out about the OJ case, was some ghetto black chick at a toll booth telling me he be not innocent. That's how I found out about OJ, you know. So that'll always be stuck in my mind, just like compounds, asbestos.
Yeah, I found out about OJ because I was in boot camp at the time, and the rumor in August was that Ahmad Rashad had killed his wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was Ahmad Rashad because there was no newspapers or anything. And somebody got in a letter, and it went around the scuttlebutt, as they say in the military. It was, yeah, Ahmad Rashad killed him.
Oh, wow.
Felicia Rashad. That was wrong.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
But to get back to what we were talking about, you know, talking to my mom with the house with the asbestos and everything. And then she's like, my mother is kind of a hoarder. You know what I mean? Not a hoarder, but she's a picker.
She's an extreme collector.
Antiquer. She doesn't have a lot of junk. She has a lot of great stuff. She likes old things. And when she goes down to Florida, remember I had to stay at her house watching the dogs?
Yeah.
She went down to Florida, and I see at her house, she's got like shit ton of towels. Just way too many. There's no possible way she could brush her ass that many times. Tons of towels. So when she gets home, about, you know, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, I said, hey, listen, I was messing around the house. I cleaned up a little bit here. You got extra towels because I have my towels, but I have none for guests. If people come over, you know, during the holidays and whatnot, I got nothing in the closet for extra towels. If somebody needs one, you know, okay. if for some rare reason I bring a woman home recently, right. She might need to take a shower.
Okay.
So So this is about 10 days ago. So she calls me up last night. We argue on the phone about the stupid house and the asbestos.
Right.
And she goes, oh, well, here's why I called. I was down at the thrift shop, and I found this set of towels. Do you want them?
Okay.
I said, absolutely fucking not. And now this is the conversation almost verbatim, okay, between me and my mother, okay. All right? I go, there's no way, because most of that thrift shop shit, people die, and then they sell it off. They're not new, so some weird guy has been wiping his ass, and some 85-year-old broad has been wiping her cunt with him.
Okay.
And my mother goes, well, you would take my used towels. I go, yeah, because it's your cunt. I know what cunt it is. She goes, so now this, I mean, I'm telling you, these are verbatim. So she goes, my cunt is fine, but an 85-year-old woman's cunt isn't. And I said, yes, because I came out of your cunt. So I told her, I go, I don't want any old balls or any old cunts on any towels. I go, give me your old ones. And she goes, well, it has Jimmy's balls on it, too. And I go, I know Jimmy's balls, okay? They're inside my mother's cunt half the time. It's okay. Give me your towels. I will wash my face with your towels, not these old dead people ones.
Holy shit, dude.
I swear to God, we both dropped the C word about 7 times. And she's arguing with me. Like,
that's so weird, because me and my mother do the same thing, but we're calling each other that. That's the only difference.
Yeah. she couldn't. I wipe my cunt with. I know that cunt. I'm familiar with it. I lived in it longer than I lived in my apartment, all right? I got it. It's okay. I've seen my brother and my sister fly out of that flapjack. I don't want dead people towels. Give me yours. And she's like, fine, I'll take these. They match my bathroom. You have fun with that. And keep rubbing the balls on your face.
We're done. I'm done. That's fucking too funny. We're never going to match that. Show's over. Thank you. We're doing a 37-minute fucking podcast tonight. That was so goddamn funny. Thank you, everybody. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Follow us on Twitter. Be friends with us on Facebook. White Ass Brent is our invisible producer tonight because he didn't even get in the chat room yet. Thank you. Take care. Wow. That was
I'm not making that up at all. That's exactly how the conversation went. And my sister text messaged me because it was getting loud. You know, it was in jest, as I say.
Of course,
but I was
getting
loud. And my sister was like, I'm trying to sleep. Can you get out of the living room? Because I can go and scream whatever I want around the house. Just where my office, my dining room table is right on top of her bed. So I'm screaming, cunt, to my mother.
Cunt. 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 Cunt.
Yeah.
God.
But she does that. She repurposes stuff. And I'm like, where did it come from? You know, like digging around her house, she's got, you know, how many times in your life would you ever buy one of those little kind of they're to cook fish on the grill? Summertime, you want to cook fish, okay, or a delicate piece of meat that you don't want to fall through the grates or something, right? And they have those little traps. It's like a little – and you can flip it over and over again. You know, it closes up. You understand what I mean?
I think a lot of people also, they'll – like something like that, they'll put it in foil and put it in the grill.
Right. If you don't have one, if you're not privileged enough to own one of these fish flippers, I'm at my mother's house and she's got 7 of them.
Seven of them.
And her problem is, she's like, well, if I leave it, I'll feel bad that I leave it because it's still good. Well, you've got 7 of them hanging on the wall. There's no reason.
Tell her that I need a fish flipper, okay?
You don't need a fish flipper. You also don't need a fish poacher. She's got a whole, like, you know, remember country crotch, butter, whatever it is?
Country crotch? Yeah, the big tub, and it's like fake butter. It's like
the big tub, yeah.
Yeah.
She's got one full of garlic presses.
What's a garlic press?
A garlic press where you peel the garlic, you put it in there, you squeeze it, and it shreds the garlic. And you've got little tiny minced garlic from going through the garlic press. Almost like a mashed potato maker.
Okay.
But for little cloves of garlic.
Oh, okay.
How often do you use one? I don't know. She's got a whole bucket of country crock sitting there, 17 of them.
Wow.
You know, how much garlic? What are you, fucking Mario Batali? Like, there's not that much garlic
in
it. I
know, really. What are you, is your fucking husband a fucking vampire?
Yeah.
Like, why do you need that much garlic for? Who cares?
She sees it. She's got to repurpose it. You know,
she makes it into something else.
Yeah, she does something into it. I mean, it's cool, but not old lady cunt towels. That's it. I draw the line at that.
Holy shit, dude. That's great.
You know, just picture some old lady just jamming in there. You know what I mean? After a bird bath. Yeah. Not even because sometimes old ladies, they can't take full on showers and washing, you know, the nooks and the crannies. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they basically just, you know, pour a cup of hot water down their pants and rub on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Same with old men. And I want that on my face after a shave? No.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, you don't need that shit at all.
No.
It's funny, dude. God. All right, well. What do you want to get into, man? There's so much stuff to talk about tonight, man. Hey, you know what? Since you were just talking about your mother.
Oh, God. I'm familiar with that cunt. Yeah. I don't mind it. I came out of there.
All right. I want to bring, because I have my other job that I have besides this and stand up is where I, you know, I make deliveries for a certain company. And then sometimes you'll make a delivery, or even if you go into like a retail store, and I think it was one of those Petco stores, and everybody has like a name tag on it.
Sure.
All right. I'm going to spell out this person's name. I want you to tell me if it's a boy or a girl.
This is a name tag, not like a license plate?
No. Name tag.
Name tag.
Tell me if it's a boy or a girl, and then you tell me how do you pronounce it. You might want to get a pen, everybody at home, and I'll just type it in the chat.
What you do is you stick your hand down their khakis, right by the milk bones, and you'll find out really fast.
No, I knew what it was, but can you tell just by the name if it's a boy or a girl, all right?
Mustache, no mustache, or light mustache?
What do you mean?
Did they have a big mustache that could give it away? Did they have no mustache?
If you see them, you would know if it's a boy or a girl.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying just from the name itself.
Oh, I thought you were playing tranny, no tranny.
No. There was no tranny on this one. Although there was a tranny who got in trouble because she was a girl, then it was a guy, put an ad in the Craigslist because he wanted a male horse to play with. And then they
horse as in Ryan.
Male
Mr.
horse.
Red horse?
Yeah. Yeah. Weird Oof. Shit. Yeah. But.
Where was that again?
Craigslist.
www.craigslist.
You're an idiot. All right.
Tranny horse once.
Here's the name. Ready? R O C A R D.
R-O-C-A-R-D. R-D.
Number one, boy or a girl. And number two, how do you pronounce that?
I'm thinking boy, Rochard.
Boy, Rochard.
Right, in some weird pronunciation.
Okay.
It's, you know, spelt Rochard. Right, Rochard. R-O-C-A-R-D.
C-A-R-D.
Rochard,
yep.
I would say boy Rochard.
All right. Well, Colorado Dickhead has boy, and you say boy. Frank?
I think it's a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Rockard? Rockard.
It's a boy.
Okay.
It was a young black kid,
oh.
But he almost looked African, and maybe I thought that because...
They have a lot of black people in Africa.
Well, I was thinking African maybe because of the name, but... Rochard, like Rochard, Rockard, Rochard. What in the, like, what, has anybody ever heard of that
or
name
or
before?
It could be Rochard.
What is it?
Roca Erd.
Roca Erd? Or maybe it's Roca Road?
I sincerely that's where hope he lived. That you try this with like Stephen with a PH. And yeah. Everyone's floored.
Stephapafan? Stephapafan. Colorado dickhead thinks it's Rocard. I don't know. But it was... he looked African. He had like that really African look to him. He didn't have garb on or anything, but... You know, like the African garb. He didn't have a kufi on.
It was Petco, so he had a giant milk bone through the bottom of his nose.
You're an idiot.
Sorry.
Yeah, he is an idiot.
You're stupid. Rocard. Does that sound like a boy's name?
Not the way you say it.
Right?
Rocard.
Rocard.
It sounds more like you're someone. I said Rocard. Not rock soft.
Yeah, could it be Rockard? Which
Ricard.
Would be
Ricard? I think it's Ricard.
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 Almost like a short, you know, like Ricardo.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think, Ken? Ricard?
No, I'm still going with Rochard.
Rochard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if that might be an African. Well, you said African, but that could be an African descent. It'd be Rochard.
Yeah. Colorado Dickhead is still sticking with Rocard. I'm going with Ricard. Frank is thinking.
I forgot now.
You forgot, right?
Felicia Rashad.
Not Felicia Rashad.
The Felicia Silent. Felicia Silent. I lost it. Do we, like, is there a way of resolving this? So this is just masturbatory.
Yeah, this is just for
frustrating.
Us. It could be frustrating. I mean, what are the realistic options? It could be Rocard, Ricard, or Rockhard. If it was Rockhard, I mean, that's hilarious. You know, that's like...
It's Ricard.
His mom was like...
It's Ricard. I can't unsee it now.
Ricard.
Ricard.
So it's halfway in between Rocard and Rockhard.
Rockhard.
Yeah.
So it's Ricard.
The first way you say it is like you're like his teacher and he's in trouble.
Rocard. Right.
Where is my car? Because the kid stole the car.
The kid stole the car, not my apple.
He's turning a name into a verb.
You Ricard, you Ricarded
no,
my
no,
car.
No, not a verb. What is it when you rock hard?
Oh, that's a description.
It would be a verb. It'd be a name, right?
It's a what?
Something like
it's
that.
A diphthong. You never heard of a diphthong?
Diphthong?
It's not a diphthong though.
Oh,
all right. Let's move on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, rock hard, Ricard. I'm gonna go with Ricard.
Ricard.
I think we're all in.
I think we're good with Ricard.
Rocard, though, I think that's even funnier than Rockhard, actually.
Yeah.
Hello, Rocard.
Rocard. No.
Regards.
No, it's Rocard.
It's Rocard.
Rocard.
Right. We're gonna go with Rocard.
Rocard. Right. We're going with that.
Yeah.
Survey says, penis.
if he's from Africa, he probably has a dangling participle.
No, don't do that. We don't need any of that.
He's stupid. All right. I don't want to go anymore with this because I just lost it. I lost interest in this.
So I just immediately
lost interest in it.
Really? You just dropped?
I did.
Yeah?
I did.
Is the medication kicking in?
I think I'm going to need some medication soon.
Mm.
Yeah, just not really getting out
like
of this funk.
Code for brownie?
No. I'm fine with that, you know.
Chocolate?
Having that once in a while. No.
I was actually talking about chocolate.
Oh, no.
I was calling you a fat kid.
Oh, I mean, no, I thought you meant for even... the space cake.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, I wasn't going pot. I was going fatty. Fatty, yeah. Fatty, boomba laddie.
All right. Well, maybe, I don't know if you know this,
I
Frank.
Probably do.
Do you know? Oops.
I do not recognize this at all, actually.
No, huh?
This is a break music, though.
It's the, it's our ending music.
Uh-oh.
And nobody seems to know.
So what was the answer?
I don't know the answer. I didn't talk to him.
Oh, you don't know the answer?
No.
Yeah, it was esoteric. He wants us to think outside the box.
Yeah.
But box is spelled B-A-C-H-S.
Actually, his sister's name is Esoteric. I'm not sure.
I didn't know
there wasn't an answer.
No, there was no answer. I was just curious.
Yeah. His legs are crossed. His fingers are in the meditative pose. He's on the side of a mountain.
That's a great ending to a bit.
All right. If anybody knows what this music is, I want them to email us with the correct name. And if they do, the first email we get, we're going to give them a prize.
Oh.
Kenny, do we have anything we can give away as a prize?
We have a Frida Good Home box.
What do we have?
The Frida Good Home box, there's like a bunch of crap in that box. There are DVD movies.
Oh, really?
DVD is like only one stage away from Blu-ray, so it's still okay. You're good.
How much are you going to throw that? Are you throwing that out?
Yeah, sure. You guys could have whatever you want. Whatever we fish out of the box will be your prize.
Oh, listener. Like one thing out of there?
Or two things.
Pull two things right now. Go ahead. Oh,
I'm not going to do that. They're terrible things.
So what? That'll be great. Fine. Go ahead. Let's see what we got. Frank is going to pull two things out of this little... this is almost like our little prize box. Here we go.
Frank. It definitely is. It's the radio station.
It's the radio station. It's a box full of toys and stuff. And here we go. All right, let me see what we got. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
A date with Rocard.
It's a date with Rocard, he said. All right, let's see.
You can't refuse a date with Rocard.
All right, here we go.
I have a poster for Alice in Wonderland starring Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
It's also a poster for How to Train Your Dragon 3D.
Very nice.
These are very crappy posters.
It's the size of a book. It's not a huge poster.
So even if you live in a hovel, you can hang this poster
up. You can still hang
up.
This up. Okay.
I have a DVD of High School Big Shot.
What's High School Big Shot?
It's a black and white movie that MST3K made fun of. And I've got the making fun of it. It's actually a VCD. We also got Boggy Creek 2. I don't think there was ever a Boggy Creek 1.
So they just went right to 2?
Right to 2. It was a movie made by some guy with his camcorder about Bigfoot.
No shit.
And Kenny would probably love that movie.
Wow.
And totally fall for it. I've got a collector's button.
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
For Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, I guess, on DVD November 23rd. A couple of years ago. Yeah. And this.
That's a big collector's item.
That is,
right?
Yeah.
Not really. And this, it's a Remnant Knights video game. For the PC.
Oh, so you got to put it in your computer.
Yeah, you can't just hold it up to the light, man.
Okay.
It's the new kind.
All right.
Yeah. So I got some Mardi Gras beads.
Oh, some Mardi Gras beads. All right, cool. So we have those five items.
Sure, that sounds like
five. We're going to give away to the first person who can correctly tell me the name of our outro music, the song, and the band. And... If you got to email it to us, though.
Yeah, you can put Shazam right next to your computer right now. You'll be able to work it.
Shazam?
I think that's a music.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So we'll cut that out right there so they can't do the Shazam thing.
Oh, well, I thought, you know.
No, I want somebody to figure it out. So it'll be...
Send us a self-addressed stamped envelope.
No, I'll spend the money.
And stuff some money in there.
I will spend the money to mail to him.
All right. You send me a self-addressed envelope, and I will mail you the stuff.
All right. Email us at contiandkenny@aol.com. Yes. Have your little chuckle, all right, with your because we're using AOL. Mm. That's the
email us at CompuServe.
CompuServe at RV.
Yes. Our BBS is at the following location. Dial up to the internet, and once you get on, log on to Progeny. Log on to Progeny.
Progeny?
AOL keyword, Conti and Kenny Show.
Yeah, bad gifts.
Oh.
But yeah, so email us, ContiandKenny@AOL, with your guess on what the name of the song is and the band.
Yeah.
And you will win those prizes.
Yeah, whether you like them or not.
Yeah.
You have no choice. All right.
And that's it. You're getting that's enough. I've given you enough.
Can I guess?
You?
Yeah. So I could take the prizes.
Okay.
I would say Kenny Loggins. G's? Kenny G.
You were closer the first time.
I know. That's why I went the funnier.
You went Kenny G?
Not so much.
The song is called Been Around Too Long. By the Soggy Bottom Boys.
We need a change.
Speaking of soggy bottoms, I hear that's why you're not here today, Kenny.
No, bottoms aren't soggy. They're dry and fresh.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Powdered up, yeah.
Good to know. There's probably a website for that. status of Kenny's Bottoms. Kenny Bottoms would be a good country music name for you.
Kenny Bottoms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Kenny decided to do country music,
yeah, it'd be Kenny Bottoms. Yeah.
Gave up this comedy
or
thing.
If, right. if there was a website just called powderedbutts.com and you would just do just be a bunch of selfie pictures of butts with powder on them.
All right. That somehow went a weirder place than we
first anticipated.
Have you guys talked about the news stories of the day?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, no. I think we're gonna right after the break. We're gonna get into a bunch of them. There's tons.
I was thinking about. I was actually. We're on the same page, buddy.
Oh my god!
I was thinking about taking a break right now.
Give each other high fives over the internet.
Yeah,
man.
Let's do it.
Is there a program for that?
I think so.
Google Hangout high five.
I'm not sure. Loneliest
thing.
I'm not sure. But
Frank, before we get a break, anything that sticks in your mind?
Yeah, there's a bunch of race related things
that's what we want to get into.
You know, like I hate to say it, but you get this typical like DJ thing where they're all talking about the same thing, but they're all talking about it the same way. And I think Conti actually has a unique perspective on this.
Yeah, so
being
Frank.
A racist.
Yeah, when you're a racist, you're an outright racist, it's a different perspective because nobody takes that one publicly.
Right, well...
Publicly.
No one with a career that they, you know, want to jeopardize.
Or have that's worth jeopardizing?
Yeah, that's it. You're basically... You know what we call you? We call you judgment-proof. So, like, you can't sue a homeless person in civil court because they're judgment-proof. What happens if you find out that they're worth... You know, you find them responsible for like $100,000 or $100. It doesn't matter. They don't have it.
That's
so they're judgment proof. Like, there's no way we could publicly shame you.
That's true.
What are they going to do? What are they going to take away from Joe Conti?
Yeah, nothing.
I'm sure a homeless person has publicly shamed themselves many times every afternoon.
Yeah,
it's true. Yep.
By urinating somewhere either on the street or in their own pants.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Or in other people's pants.
Can I buy your pants?
or on fucking processed bath towels in fucking Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, democracy.
This is Democracy Manifest. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll get into a lot of race talk. All right?
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back.
Contact the Conti and Kenny Show live by calling 240-HI-C&K. What the hell is that for a phone number? That's 240-442-2635. Or you can still use the old Skype address thing, name, whatever it's called, NPN Studios. That's NPN Studios, all one, and yeah, it's a complete load of rubbish. They never answer the phone anyway. And when they do, all they do is take the piss. Wankers.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God!
What the hell?
Yes!
What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no. No. No.
God, oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful?
God. Not as painful as that! Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/mlrtees. That's tinyurl.com/mlrtees. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/mlrtees.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
We've always got something special on the menu here at Metal Breakfast Radio, whether it be death metal, punk, hardcore, industrial, poppadoms, kebabs, lambulti, pashwari naan, and would you like an onion bhaji for a starter? I seem to have strayed from my original brief somewhat, so in a nutshell, Metal Breakfast Radio is tasty, hot, and goes well with a few pints. Stream it or order a takeaway from RadioFreeSatan.com. Metal Breakfast Radio, where we open our arms wide to all the cultures of the world.
I defecate on his beard.
Ah, piss off.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Fresh apples.
Anyone else but me.
Fresh apples.
Anyone else but me.
No.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Fresh apples.
Till I come home to you.
want it, you got it, sister.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Ass naked.
Anyone else but me.
Nice ding dong.
Anyone else but me.
I'll blow you.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Fresh apples.
I come home to you.
You want it, you got it. Fresh apples trying to hit me with her naked butt. Welcome to the Conti and Kenny Show. .com. Fresh apples. She enjoyed it. But they let her do it herself.
Yeah, well, she took her time.
I could put anything up my own ass.
She says it goes in and out. Once in a while, it'll be, and she'll nudge me, and then I go away.
I'd like to test that out, though. Put like a butt plug in.
It's not that bad. And it wasn't tiny. It was bigger than a finger.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
That was kind of gay. You there, buddy?
I am here, pal.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Conti Kenny Show. Marianne just sent me a text, and it's a picture of her big, huge screen TV. And it's got our... She's like, you're on my big TV. So she's got the show and our stupid faces with it, which is, by the way, my Jedediah, you know, Amish face, miserable, and then the Kenny Michaels... The little face that we drew up that we place whenever you're not here, that's what's on her big 50-inch television on her wall right now. Which just shows that she's got some more problems than you might think. You know what I mean? All right. The phone number is 240-HI-CNK. We encourage you to call the program if you want to add, subtract, whatever you want to do to the show. And that's 240-442-2635. And go into the chat room, morelikeradio.com/live. It's alive. All right. it's alive. Explain to me about this Jungle Book thing, dude.
Oh, okay.
A little bit.
You want to get into that for sure? Sure.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very interested.
I read a story on Yahoo that they are redoing Jungle Book, you know, the Disney movie Jungle Book, you know, with the bear and the monkeys and the whole thing. And
I don't know
the cartoon.
Exact, but I mean, you know, I look at the pictures and I've seen them, you know, commercials for it and stuff.
Yeah, well, they want to revamp it in like the new version, you know, how they kind of redo Disney rehashes
redux
shit.
Reboot, you know, all their
right content. The big thing, the problem that they're having is I read an article and it basically says that the guy Kipling that wrote it was a British imperialist, okay, and he was very caste system. There's a lot of racist undertones supposedly in the original Jungle Book movie. The cartoon, the Disney movie that came out in probably the, I don't know, the late 50s or 60s maybe.
Oh, there was one from that long ago? That's...
Yeah, yeah, the original.
Okay.
It was a long time. I'm not sure exactly what, but it was a long time ago.
Okay.
And they're trying to revamp the script and whatnot, but they're also, they're trying to get rid of, like, there's racist undertones. I haven't seen the Jungle Book in probably 35 years, so I really don't have any idea. Okay. And supposedly this guy's a British imperialist, you know, but he was a writer, and the script had it, and they like the orangutan in the movie is voiced by Louis Prima. They gotcha. Wanted it to be Louis Armstrong.
Okay.
Because he plays music. He has songs. He has a lot of songs.
Yeah.
So it's done by Louis Prima. The big thing is that this guy's an orangutan, and he sings to this little jungle kid, baby. And he's, you know, one of the songs is, I Want to Be Like You. And then they say when he converses, it's almost like a Jar Jar Binks thing. Or if you saw Star Wars, there was a couple of things that they sounded like Chinese guys.
So it's almost cartoonish even for a cartoon.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard it. That's why I wanted to kind of take a listen and see if it actually, because this supposedly, you know, rank, there's other slighter undertones, but this is the big one they have to change.
Okay.
It kind of changes script and whatnot.
Well, I got the video here. It's "I Want to Be Like You," Jungle Book songs.
Let's hear that first, and then we can go in here an interactive scene.
Okay.
In the movie.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you, choo. You'll see it's true. An ape like me can learn to be human too.
Okay, well, listen. If Louis Armstrong was singing this, there would be a fucking... If they had Louis Armstrong singing this, dude... Now, let me ask you. Did Louis Prima write this song first, and then they decided to use it for the movie? Or did they...
So I know a lot about this.
Oh, okay. No shit.
All right. And this actually kind of bothers me. It's a couple of things going on. The movie, the Disney movie, was in 1967.
Okay.
And Kipling wrote it many decades beforehand.
Okay.
Yes, so, I mean, he was an imperialist, I guess. So, I mean, I didn't even know he was British. When I first read The Jungle Book and all the stories from India, I didn't realize it was a British guy writing about the Raj and everything. But, you know, there was a lot of undertones in a lot of his writings. Not necessarily Jungle Book, maybe. I don't know. I don't remember at all. But if you're just talking about the Disney movie is based on the classics Jungle Book story. Louis Prima is the number one... King Louis is the number one character people tend to bust Disney's chops on, and it's ridiculous.
Oh, it's
stupid. I mean, it's a very, and I'm not saying like you could even argue that the crows in Dumbo, yeah, sure, those are both racist characters, but also like intelligent, because it's Jim Crow laws, and you can almost say that they're doing this on purpose to try to bring in the racial question.
Right.
You could talk about the what the hell is that movie they don't show anymore with the Uncle Remus character? There's one that they don't do anymore. You get it. But with this character, with Louis Prima, it's almost as if the people who are upset are racist, because they're seeing a primate singing and they're like, see, he's supposed to be black. But that's Louis Prima.
Right.
That's actually what Louis Prima sounds like.
Right. I mean, that's
the kind of music he plays. You even see in YouTube, there's one of the related videos is black and white test footage of Louis Prima and his band, and they're monkeying on stage. They're acting like crazy, and that's their thing. That was
right.
They used to conga line through the audience, and you could see the monkeys do this in the
bit. Would that be Congo line?
Maybe that's
boy.
Wait, hold on. Pip. Yeah, okay. There's a
pip. There it is. All right.
But yeah, and that's just their act.
Right.
And they animated their act. And somehow
in the transition, they turned
it
into
racist
because they didn't understand where it was coming from. Because like Louis Prima, I've seen some stuff about Louis Prima, and he's, his act when he's on stage with the woman who sings with him too. Right. It's a very, it's funny. They try to be very animated.
Yeah, he's a goofy guy.
Right.
All that is part of his act. He learned, obviously this is a musical style that you pick up from the inner city. You get it? But it's not like he was putting on an affectation for this character.
Right, and then he sang Sinatra
like
every other
monkey.
Where.
Right. Right. No, this is that was just Louis Prima turned into King Louis, and there are people who just lose their crap over this.
Every Louis Prima song, Louis Prima basically has the best crescendos of any musician. If you can't top a Louis Prima crescendo, you know, like when all of a sudden he'll play a song and then when it's time to dance, it just goes nuts.
Right.
But you know, if you play, we'll play a Louis Prima song after this.
And you can watch.
Just so you can hear it. It's mayhem after that.
And you can watch like old Lawrence Welk shows and stuff, things that he was on before this movie came out. And that's his act. That's the way he performed. I feel like this does a disservice to all the people who are, like, legitimately offended by racial stereotypes in cartoons or TV.
Right.
Because you get lumped into the crazy people who, there's no reason.
Who are just looking for stuff.
Just looking for something
to get
angry about.
And what it does, it actually waters down when there is true racism that's going on.
It's not fair,
portraying.
But it definitely does happen. When you just start rolling your eyes saying, I can't.
Yeah.
If you think that Louis Prima was just, that was just like 20, 30 years of performing just so he could set up this jungle book racial slur.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you have an issue. And it's really disturbing. Like, what about this made you think black people? What about seeing monkeys dancing around made you think it's probably supposed to be black people?
Yeah, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you.
I've heard
like, come on, it's an orangutan.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about it. The primates want to be like the human.
Right.
Right?
You know, we're
and
just
the other
a little
animals
bit advanced.
Don't want that. But Baloo talks the same way. He's like a...
Who's that?
Baloo is the bear. Okay. And he's like the, you know, jiving and like he starts dancing at the end of the segment. Like, he's definitely a jazz bear. But people don't seem to have a problem with it. I don't know what it is.
So they're just looking a little... You know what it is? This is an example of somebody or people who were looking for it. It didn't appear to them. They were peering around looking for it. It's almost like when you can take something and you can make it, you know, like if you're getting your palms read, you're going to take it and use it to associate to what you want to hear.
Right.
And it sounds like sometimes people are just looking for racist shit,
mm-hmm.
even though it's not there.
Right.
And then you're going to be like, this could be. Yeah, really? Could it?
To correlate an orangutan voiced by an Italian immigrant jazz fucking horn player, and then to call that black racism towards black people it's out of control. It has nothing to do with it. It's an orangutan, which is orange. Right. It's not black. He's orange. You know what I mean?
Which is orange.
Which is orange.
In defense of the people.
Orange is the new black, though.
I could totally see someone turning this into a racist thing, though. I could see somebody watching this laughing, like, oh, look at that. A bunch of monkeys playing monkey music, you know? I could totally get that.
Not somebody who would be offended by it, but somebody who's like, yep, there they are.
Yeah, and that can in turn make people offended.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think that's, you know, I don't think that's Disney's thing. I don't think Louis Prima had to change his act.
Yeah, he's not a...
I've heard this thing about Louis Armstrong as well, and I'm not sure how much truth there is to that.
They wanted Louis Armstrong?
They wanted him, but for some reason they did Louis Prima instead.
Well, if they wanted...
Because there's a different style.
You're not going to get Louis Armstrong to be this type of
it's singer. Animated.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Specifically because of Louis Prima's band. So again, it's really worth looking up some of his performances with his band, and they are doing like the stuff you see the monkeys do in this bit. The animators based it on a at the time reasonably famous performer and his act. So
yeah, Joe,
we're looking at the monkeys and saying, "Hey, oh wow, you're making the monkeys look like this thing." But what they were doing is
we're making them look like
they're making
people.
Them look like a famous act that people of the time in 67 parents would have been like, "That's Louis Prima and his band."
Yep.
They're doing that thing that they always do when they march in line and, you know, monkey around.
Yeah.
But we lost that because it's been, you know, a couple decades. We don't know who Louis Prima is.
I didn't know who Louis Prima was.
Right.
Johnny O turned me on to Louis Prima. Yeah. Watch all these old things. He was hilarious.
And parents at the time in the theaters with their kids watching The Jungle Book would have known what the joke was.
Right.
But we lost the joke. It's kind of cool and terrible.
Yeah. If you just search Louis Prima, any of the songs is Just a Gigolo, Black Magic, Marie, Angelina is a big one, Bonacera is another one, and Pennies from Heaven. You can hear every song has this crescendo. If we've got a couple of minutes, just pick one of those songs. Pick like Angelina, and you
Angelina?
Can hear Angelina.
Oh, we're gonna hear him spell. Mumble spellers, breath,
Angel,
Louis,
I-N-A.
Prima.
Angelina,
shift
Louis,
key, shift,
Prima.
Enter, use the mouse to navigate.
Louis Prima, Angelina.
Yeah, and you can hear the type of music that he plays. And I'm telling you, the party part.
Yeah,
every one of his songs, he was a party
part.
Musician.
And you definitely, like, if you like Jungle Book, everything Louis Prima sings, it's like, I can picture King Louis singing this. I keep soup and
minestrone just to be with her alone, Angelina. He just mentioned soup in a song. He's a good boy.
But, like, I mean... Waitress at the pizzeria. Kipling did, like, write some characters that were shady as hell. Mm. But maybe even in the Jungle Book, I don't remember. But, like, the Disney movie wasn't really that. Of all the bad things...
That's what they found, yeah.
Yeah. You have set my heart on fire.
But Angelina... He just mentioned a half an Italian menu. I eat
antipasto twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. He's so retarded. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. If she'll be out, oh, he's got the hots for a fucking broad down at the pizzeria. Then I'll join in matrimony with the girl who serves spumoni. And Angelina will be mine. That's Pamina.
He's doing another song, right?
Uh-huh. He's doing like a little montage, a little medley.
Bacala, it's fish.
Now here it is.
I see what you mean. You kind of dropped it down for a second and then kicked it back in.
Yeah. Go, Louis Prima, Marie.
Marie?
Yeah.
Let's see.
All right, so here it gets worse. So some of these professors who are complaining about this.
Oh, they're professors?
Apparently, of if course I found they are. The right as. We can control the blah, 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 blah. Syracuse University media professor Robert Thompson. So, okay, the King Louis character can have his speaking mannerism updated in a way that suggests he speaks in a manner similar to other characters, despite that Baloo is much more like a jazz cat than anybody. Let's see what else is there. King Louis sings "I Want to Be Like You" to the human character Mowgli. He's not just a cartoon animal wishing to be human. He's rather Louis represents African American, stating he wants to be a member of the white race, which is represented by Mowgli. Now, here's the thing: Mowgli is not white. So King Louis was voiced by an Italian American, and Mowgli was a character who was Indian, and
right.
Somehow this represents black people wanting to be white people.
Want to be white
and
people.
I don't. I'm not saying that a racist couldn't interpret it that way. You absolutely could, but that's not...
Because, first of all, the racist would be looking for it anyway.
Yeah, right.
Or some real over-the-top liberal douche like a professor who yeah. is just... can't even just enjoy something without trying to dissect and try to find any type of racist thing that they could find, which... This is just silly. But there are so many great examples that they could be going
yeah, there's
to.
There's a lot of legit
There's
examples.
So many over-the-top legit. You ever see the LazyTown fucking, the LazyTown cartoon? The old Warner Brothers LazyTown?
Yes.
I mean, it's obviously, they just show all these black people sitting around
Too bad
sleeping.
Older professors already knocked out those things. And he's like, I'm going to make a name for
I
myself.
Know, I got to find something. I got Oh Maria, right, Kenny?
Marie, yeah.
Yeah, this one's a quick one. This is pretty short here. Ugh. There's nothing for us to
so
do.
So the argument can be made that Louis Prima's entire career was a minstrel show.
It was just him leading
right.
up. It was all big.
Legitimately, there was minstrel shows.
He was Kaiser
shows.
Sose, and he was
Black
waiting until the
end.
Black
people don't eat pasta vazool. They don't eat penne. They don't eat stromoli. Let's get the soup.
That's right. They don't have the proper enzymes to digest it. It's true. It's like the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. They can't produce lysosomes. No? Non-productive.
I gotta have myself some super sauna, as long as my girlfriend's a not a mulatta. I don't know.
The level the level my show is at, the level your shows are at, they're like, it's just different. It's just, I'm like, I'm dropping Jurassic Park jokes, and you guys are like, I don't know. I'm gonna talk later to Italian for a couple of minutes.
Shit, let's do a little Marie.
Oh Marie.
No, don't play the black guy version. Oh Marie. Oh, Marie. Oh.
Sicilian.
I'm longing to be. Baby.
Baby.
Tell me you love me.
If you really think about it, you listen to this, Kenny. If somebody told me that, and I didn't know who this was, and they said, yeah, this is some black jazz band from like the 30s or whatever, it's got that passion behind it that you would think, it'd be like, yeah, probably, whatever. I wouldn't think twice. So it just doesn't matter.
At some point, you have to go back in time to Louis Prima's career and decide whether or not his, and I said this as a joke, but it's true. Like, if his entire career was based on like a minstrel show, because there were a lot of people who did that, right? Minstrel shows were a real thing, just making fun of black culture, exaggerating it,
right?
And if that were true, if that were really the way it was in
67, well, he's brilliant because it never came out.
Well, it could, if that were the truth.
Unless you're the one that just
copying it over into the Jungle Book would mean, then yeah, it is racist. But that's a long game.
That's like 40 years in the making.
Here's one thing that I heard about Louis Prima, that he was surrounded by black musicians, and he only hired only black musicians because they were the best jazz musicians of what he was doing.
Okay.
But in this Marie, he goes on a challenge with one of his horn players, and he calls him boy. It's a black guy, but he says boy. There's certain things that happen to Louis Prima. Not that I'm saying that Louis Prima was a racist,
right?
But Louis Prima maybe didn't think, they thought the black guys were great musicians, but still thought he was better than them. I don't know. But you can kind of hear a little bit of undertones if you're looking for it in Louis Prima's song.
Listen, back then, there was so many, when there was the interaction, especially in the arts, but they still, they did that in the military, where they were like, hey, you're good enough to fight for this country, but the moment you come back, you're back to who you were.
Yeah, Joe, like I told you off the air before the show.
I hate black people.
I go, the Italian-American community reinvented racism after fucking Rosa Parks in the 60s, 50s and 60s.
It's true.
Just as a way of segueing off of this, my favorite Family Guy thing, is the How Italians Are Racist. By identifying, wait, no, that wasn't Family Guy. It was a comedian who did this. It was definitely a comedian. Oh my God, maybe you know who it is. Italians will identify, will tell you you look like the most famous person of your race. So all Chinese people or Jackie Chan.
Okay.
All, like, oh God, who the hell did that joke?
I don't know.
I butchered it. Not only did I think it was a Family Guy joke, but I totally butchered it in retelling it, but it was really funny.
I think I know who the guy is.
I hate black people or I hate Jews.
Might be that.
All right.
No, sorry. I said a comedian.
Oh.
Hey, all
wow.
right.
Wow. Two insults in one click. Wow.
Just do me a favor. We'll get off this real quick and move on, but play that part of Marie. Just real, it's a short part.
This is a quick, so I'll just...
Tell me you love me.
Kiss me once while the stars shine above me.
Shine above me.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
In your arms I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
There it comes.
Hey, Sammy. Come here, boy. Where, Marie? Where, Marie? Where, Marie?
I don't know.
Come here, Sammy. Come here, boy.
Come here, boy. I don't know. If he said it to his white guy, I would think the same thing. You know, come here, boy. Come here, guy. Come here, bud. I don't know.
Honestly, oh,
come on, boy.
Whenever I've seen his band, it's mostly white people. White people are Italian. I'm not sure about that, but that's what I see.
Oh no, the bracciata. Come on, boy, what's the matter? Oh no, the bracciata. Quando zona, ci pensa per te.
Here's the crescendo.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Now I picture
dancing around through the crowd. Yeah.
No, I picture
a
now
Clippers game.
No, now I'm picturing Bruce Willis about to stab Zed after he was raping fucking Marcellus Wallace for about 10 minutes. But yeah, I see what you're saying. But you know what, man? There's that weird thing about, you know, people who work together in the arts, and you know, it's like there's words that are said, but it's all this fucking, you know. I don't know. I always take that stuff as, nah. I always give it the benefit of the doubt. Because there's too many overtly douchebag people out there that are just ignorant, that it's too easy to find it. That if you have to sit there and dig to look for it, probably not going to... You're probably digging for something that's not there.
Right.
And, you know, like even that. Like, come on, boy. What's the matter with you? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, this is the guy he's paying. This is the guy he's working with. It's not like he picked him out of the audience and said, come on, boy, get the... You know what I'm saying?
And he's probably spent, you know, he's probably spent 20 hours a day with him for the last 15 years.
Whether or not, who knows what he is, you know? I mean, who know what he was and what he really felt about people? But, you know, it's just, you know, you can get into so many different things. But then, you know, now all of a sudden, we're getting fed this whole thing with this L.A. Clippers owner. Who, when I didn't hear the whole thing, but you heard that he had said some insensitive stuff. And I'm going to say this right off the bat, and I'm going to clear this up right now. It is not against the law to be racist, but it's against the law to discriminate. And I think that's why it always seems to be bigger when it comes from these guys who are, what, you want to say they're all old white men, but they're all men with power. And that's why I think people are a little freaked out. Because, you know, listen, for black people to be outraged, you want to be outraged, fine. But, you know, we can't be surprised that there are still people that are like this. Stop with that. That's like fake outrage of like, oh, my God, I can't believe there's still people that there are. There always will be. So that being said, Kenny, what I want to know. If you can read some of the stuff that he actually did say.
I have transcripts of an extended version.
Ooh,
it's the last part.
Extended?
The extended version.
Extension.
Basically, the basic story is that this guy, Don Sterling, is in his 80s, and he's got a sugar girl. You know what I mean? She's some kind of maybe in her late 20s to 30s. She's had plastic surgery. Very attractive woman that sits courtside with him and whatnot. And he's this 80-year-old guy. Now, from what I understand, there's been things in the past that this guy has done off color, so to speak. No pun intended.
Right. I have not heard that, but go ahead.
Yeah. But now there was the recording where basically she was taking pictures with friends of hers that she was bringing. She took a picture with Magic Johnson. She took a picture with different black either players or former players or just a bunch of different people. So here's the extended part. This isn't the original one. We can get that if you want. You got to find it on TMZ, the actual audio. But he's at this point, he's basically telling her, why are you doing this? Okay.
Okay.
So we'll call her V. Her name is Vivian or something like that.
Right.
V. I don't understand. I see your views. I wasn't raised the way you were raised. DS. This is Don Sterling.
Right.
Well, then, if you don't feel, don't come to my games. Don't bring black people and don't come. V. Do you know that you have a whole team that's black that plays for you? Question mark. DS. You just... Do I know, question mark, I support them, I give them food and clothes and cars and houses. Who gives it to them, question mark? Does someone else give it to them, question mark? Do I know that I have, who makes the game, question mark. Do I make the game or do they make the game, question mark. Is there 30 owners that created the league, question mark. DS, is the world, you go to Israel, the blacks are just treated like dogs. V, so do you have to treat them like that too, question mark. DS, the white Jews, there's white Jews and black Jews. Do you understand, question mark. V, and are you black Jew less than are the black Jews less than white Jews? Hold on, I gotta scroll down. And then DS, 100%, 100%. V, and that is right? Question mark. DS, it isn't a question. We don't evaluate what's right and wrong. We live in a society. We live in a culture. We have to live within that culture. V, but shouldn't we take a stand for what's wrong? Question mark. And be the change and the difference, question mark. DS, I don't want to change the culture because I can't. It's too big and too inaudible. It's question, you know, parentheses. V, but you can change yourself. DS, I don't want to change. If my girl can't do what I want, I don't want the girl. I'll find a girl that will do what I want. Believe me, I thought you were that girl because I tried to do what you want, but you're not that girl. So basically, she's taking Instagram photos with black players and friends and whatnot, and right. inviting people.
Right.
And he doesn't want her to associate with any of them.
Yeah, first it sounded like it was the Magic Johnson thing because he's a friggin' L.A. Laker, and he's like the you know the face of the franchise, and he's a and you know she's you know dating the owner of the Clippers. But
here's
a little more than that.
Here's a conundrum kind of a thing. Here's a little bit of a weird thing, is that Elgin Baylor, a Hall of Fame basketball player, was for 22 years was his general manager for the team.
Yeah.
Elgin Baylor was only one of two black
GMs in the league for years.
For years and years.
Even before they made it, whatever, they changed the rules, and then you had to – you had to have a, you know, a certain amount.
It was way before that.
Dude,
way
he got a lifetime award from the NAACP. And then he's about to get another one. So, like, I don't understand.
I don't understand what if he was set up or kind of baited into questions.
He was
your
set
answers,
up.
Your answers are going to be your answers.
Right. Doesn't matter.
But for a guy, I mean... For a guy to leave the team in a black man's hands, or it's kind of a weird thing. Now, the fallout from this is across the board. Every black sports star, from Michael Jordan to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, to you know all of the big ones, are like, this guy is out. You know, so he's sunk. He's got to sell the team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's. I don't know if you can make him. Sell his team. I don't know about that.
Well, somebody made a real.
I heard somebody made a really great point. Somebody said LBJ, right, was a guy who did a lot as a president, did a lot for the black community. Legislature, you know, put out legislation, you know, really helped with the civil rights movement. And then you find out years later that, he wasn't that really nice of a guy, and you know he wasn't that fond of black people, but he did what he had to do, which he felt was the right thing to do, even though you know
he may not have felt
the same way. What this guy
wasn't
said was
passionate.
Maybe this guy, that's just who he is. You know what I mean? Sometimes an 80-year-old man is going to be an old kind of. Guy who's going to have some old school prejudice or racist or racism, whatever it is. And that's just who they are. But sometimes you can't look at something that, you know, maybe you can say, hey, you know what? Something that he said to his girlfriend in confidence, just about who she brought to a game, does that cancel out everything that the guy's done? And I don't know if he's done a whole lot, but if the NAACP are giving him two lifetime awards, I'm sure he's done a lot for the black community in a sense of being an owner of a basketball team or whatnot. So it's like, you know, people are going to be who they are no matter what. But if let's just say, you know what, this guy Donald Sterling was a racist. Let's just say it. And not only was he a racist, but he went about his way being a racist by being the last guy to want to have a black general manager, by holding out. You know what I mean? Like maybe, you know, doing certain things that it would make you turn your head, but it's totally by the rules. But he didn't. He went out and he had, you know, the first one of the first black GMs for 22 years, an NBA legend. And, you know, now, you just don't know. It's not against the law to be racist. It's against the law to discriminate. And if he used his power to discriminate, that's where he should be in major trouble.
Right, right. And he didn't discriminate because, you know, his entire team is black, with like Elgin Baylor. But not that he's a racist, not for discrimination. He's a racist for believing that he is better than a man next to him. You know, I support them and give them food and clothes and cars and houses.
Well, he's saying, you know, that
what
he
is this?
Him.
What is this? 1910? Yeah. I give them food. I give them clothes and cars and houses.
What he was doing, he was being he was being snarky with her. So he was, instead of just saying, I hired these guys, I pay him millions of dollars, he was being snarky. He's like, hey, I give these guys eat because of me. And these guys,
I don't think he hates black people. I just think he doesn't think that black people are up to par as he is.
Maybe, yeah.
You know,
which, I don't know, does that constitute being a racist or is that prejudicial? Well, you know,
you have to understand his little sugar girl is some kind of an Asian.
And she's a douche anyway. Filipino. She's garbage, by the way. Absolute garbage. Look, if she was recording him saying that, you know, F these guys and these fucking, you know, calling them all sorts of names and they're garbage to me and fucking, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and I can't wait to whatever. I'd rather have white guys on my team. He'd be like, all right, this guy's an outright fucking just a jack off. But it's not like he said any of that. It's not like he wasn't going to take care of the people that were on his team because they were black or anything like that. She baited him into saying dumb shit. And those are his words, and he's got to, you know, he still has to stand, or at least, you know, he said it, but he didn't do something public, and there hasn't been any proof or anything that says that he's done anything to try to harm any of his players or discriminate. That's the big word, man, discriminate. Yeah. Has he discriminated? Now you can go back and look back and go, well, now that he's got this, you know, the scarlet letter on him, now that he's got the tag on him, did he do anything that was discriminatory? You know, because he's a man of power. The guy's a billionaire. He owns companies. That's the problem. Look, if you're some shithead
and
who
he's
lives
80
in a,
banging some 25-year-old.
Well, you got to give him some kudos for that. That's
cool. Yeah. Even though she looks like Jackie Chan in a wig. Real quick off subject, we'll get right back onto it, but did you see that a Chinese guy married a woman who had extensive plastic surgery?
Okay, I saw it. Yeah.
Only to the point where she looked normal, and then she birthed two mongoloids.
Two ugly kids, and now he's suing her.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Ain't that some
those
shit?
Those kids, the one kid's called Something Wong. It's an old joke.
It's so stupid.
It's so stupid.
It's perfect, though.
Something Wong. Something one, something two. Thing one and thing two.
God, that's funny.
It's stupid.
It's so stupid. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, what are you going to, now they're talking about suspending him and they're going to fine him $1 million. And this guy's a billionaire. You know, what is that going to do? But it's almost like what this country wants to do is try to change people. And people are only going to change by themselves.
Time.
So they're only going to change by themselves if they do change. Dude, let me tell you something. They're, like Jordan says, I can't believe in this day and age there are still people who think like that. Yeah, Michael Jordan, yeah, I'm a white guy. I can tell you right now, there are tons of fucking white people who look at black people as second fucking citizens, okay? I know it because I see it. Because I am in the club, even though I'm not in the club. I'm just serving food in the club, but I hear everybody in the club talking, okay? So I know it. I know. I'm not saying most or all. I would never say that, but a nice percentage of fucking white Americans still look at black people like they're garbage. It's just the way it is. And I'm never, ever, ever surprised, ever, when some fucking white dude is caught saying something stupid or whatever. I'm never, ever surprised. Unless it's somebody who I would never think that was like that. But never.
Brent, just well done, pal. Immediately, he just posted the family photo of the husband and wife and the three kids.
Oh yeah, with the miserable fucking two those kids.
Yeah, he looks like an emperor, and she looks like a little China doll.
Yeah,
and then they've just got three sumos. But you know what's going to happen? Unfortunately, I've traveled around the country extensively, for the last, 3 something years. And what's going to happen is the metropolis areas, they will bleed out the 85 and 90 year old people, and those will go away. We in major metropolises all over the country, whether it's a Houston, which is a real progressive town, or a San Francisco, or Chicago, New York, Miami, even like a Raleigh, North Carolina. Once all these older people go away, it changes. People react to people differently. The unfortunate part is you have just as much racism in once you get 30 miles out of the cities.
Yeah.
It's the same shit. And it goes for black and white. Black people are just as racist towards white people as white people are towards black people. And it ain't never going to change.
But I will say this, and this will piss off people, but it's a different type. It's two different types of racism. It's not the same. I'm not saying one's better.
No,
one's
worse.
And before I get into that, I will say,
it comes from two different areas.
Right, but the thing that we have to understand, as long as somebody is not being discriminated against, being held back, or not get a job because of this or that, or have had violence put on them for being, that's pretty much, if there's two things that we would want, or like if I was, that I think black people have strived to get, is, but not being specific, like voting and stuff like that, but it's about not being discriminated against and not having violence put on you without proper, where people just get away with it, like the lynchings and stuff like that. Now, there are little, there are isolated cases here and there, but for most part, that's been kept to a minimum. Now, when something like this happens, look, if it's just a matter of what this shithead's fucking views are, hey, whatever. What are you going to do? Who cares? But he's in a position of power. He owns a team. So now you have to look and go, whoa, do you want a guy with that much power to have those? Or do you want somebody with those types of views to have that much power? That's what it comes down to. There's always going to be people. There always, always will be people. As long as those people, look, if it's just your uncle who's sitting in the beer, drinking a beer, yelling at the fucking the team, calling, the one player the N-word because he fumbled the ball. All right, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? But those
hey, that's warranted.
Of course.
Sorry.
It was during the playoff game, of course.
Yeah, it was the
playoff. Keith Byers fumbled. I couldn't believe it.
It was 3rd and 4.
Jesus Christ, we were one game away from the Super Bowl in 98.
You should have done better.
Jesus Christ, you big fucking galoot. But the point is that those things are going to happen. But those things do not keep black people from getting jobs or from advancing in school. Those things were usually keeping people down, people with power. So Right. As long as it's not that, what are you going to do? No, really, like Michael Jordan said, I'm outraged, and I can't believe in this country today there are still people. Really, Michael Jordan, you're still shocked that some people really you can't believe it.
Travel around the country, get out of your bubble.
Yeah, exactly. But you could say I'm appalled at somebody in that position who owns a fucking basketball team, for Christ's sake.
How many golf courses when Michael Jordan wants to play where the guys are like, all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's that shit still happens. But now, on a little lighter note, lighten it up for a second. If you're an 80-year-old man and you have the capability of being a sugar daddy to hot women, does it matter what the fuck else happens in the world? Does it matter?
Yeah, no, really.
Does what it you, absolutely
the
matter?
The fuck are you complaining about?
If some
about?
Black girl wants to slap that ass right into my groin, you know what I mean? For a couple of necklaces and a dinner.
Yeah.
All right, hot chick. I'm in. Take these fucking old, wrinkly-ass white balls and jam them in your face. I don't care if you're Chinese, black, fucking white, even a little bit older. I'm 85. I'm worth $1 billion. Suck on it. And you could have your own room in my mansion. Just when I ring the bell, you come in and blow me, and I will buy you a Ferrari. Is there anything wrong with... You know, if 85 years old, 80 years old, and I got that kind of money, from 70 to 80, can you imagine what I'm going to do?
Yeah,
because whoever I was with, she's already dead. She'll already be dead.
Right.
You know, she'll already be dead or be paying her alimony, which I don't care because I'm a fucking billionaire. And I'm going to bang white, black, Puerto Rican, Chinese, all everyone. I'm going to bang every single nationality. You know what? Here's my bucket list. I'm going to call it the fuck it list.
Right.
I will bang every nationality except for the Republic of Congo because they have AIDS.
Hey, have AIDS. Colorado Dickhead has a great thing. Dave Cyrus asked a good question. He was talking about Sterling, the guy. Why didn't he buy a hockey team? You know, good point. Probably because there's not nearly as much money to make for a hockey team. But yeah, if he was such a racist, and you know what I mean? Like, why would he buy a basketball team? That's all you're dealing with. It's like an 85% black sport.
Yeah, he is completely a racist, only not on discrimination of jobs and whatnot. He's a racist because he thinks he's better than someone else, which is, you know
but
what?
Then everybody's a racist. I think I'm better than some people, but just personally, I think that's all.
Yeah,
I know I'm a better person than you, Kenny, by a long shot.
You're right, Ryan.
Like, I know that for a fact, but not because you're white or anything, because you're just garbage.
Exactly.
Like, I know I'm better than other garbage people.
And when I win $1,000 scratch off, I'm totally way above you now.
Yes, exactly.
because now I'm the Rupert Murdoch.
You are the Rupert Murdoch of the
Texas Hold'em scratch offs.
Yep.
And on Monday night, after taxes, I'll be about $678 above you
better
in the cash
than me.
System
exactly.
of America.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
Well, all I got to do is win a scratch off, and I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Until then, you are right on, brother.
Yeah, it's just racism, prejudice. It's never going to go away. But as long as people don't, you know, like I love when like some Italian relatives of mine or friends, they're kind of racy. They're a little racist, and they're usually very, very hardcore right wing Republicans. And they're always sitting there saying, you know, they always use to pull up the, you know, they always use that pull up your bootstraps type of thing for like, you know, black people back in the day. And they would always say, well, us Italians, we were discriminated against and we pulled ourselves out of it. And then I'm always thinking, oh, yeah, that's right. They had to make, oh, that's right. Once they passed the legislation for Italian people to able to vote. Oh, yeah, no, they didn't have to do that. Oh, how about the legislation so Italian people are able to go to college? Oh, yeah, they didn't have to do that either.
Right.
Shut up.
Right.
Shut up. Everybody, of course, everybody dealt with their bit of prejudice when they came into this country. The Irish, the Polish, the Italians, you know, they all did. But they all used to, they all end up skating past it. You know why? Because you end up changing your name, your fucking accent changes, you speak. Then what happens is you become part of white America, fuck faces. What were black people supposed to do? All right, if we can only get this skin color thing changed, we can fucking, we can move right in. They won't even notice. We'll just fucking blend right in. Fucking assholes.
Chris Rock had a great, when he first started, he had a great joke. I think it was Seinfeld or someone saw him do it. And he goes, yeah, I lived in an all-black neighborhood, and the neighborhood got better, and a white family moved in. And I said, here comes the neighborhood. instead of here goes the neighborhood when a black family, yeah. You know?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It was a brownstone in Brooklyn. He was like, here comes the neighborhood.
Thanks for explaining a joke to me, Kenny.
Okay,
I appreciate
four times. Yeah, I apologize.
Like, I don't know. I know. Lady Trucker says both of you guys would blow anything for a Lamborghini. That's different. That's bestiality. And that's a really, really nice car. That does not count. Okay?
I would sit on a cock for a good car.
I would sit on a cock for a good car. Jesus Christ. I'm wondering if that's coming through. I wonder if that was clear cut so I can take that
and use that for eternity.
You sure did. You sure did. We got 5 minutes until we go straight to Conti Kenny. What do you think, Ken? What do you want to do?
I don't know. You want to try the 2-hour thing out, or you want to keep going for a couple minutes?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're done. You were getting mad earlier.
I was getting mad.
Yeah. Let's just cut it off tonight at 2 hours. I'm here, and then tomorrow, next week, we'll do. You know, we'll see what we can do after the second hour.
Okay. All right.
So there's a couple of stories that I have that are. That can go all the way
Not time sensitive.
Not time sensitive. No, no.
Okay. Well, we still, if you want to guess what song this is, please email us at ContiandKenny@AOL, and you'll get these fine gifts: a DVD and a Harry Potter signed card. And
it's called "I'm All Out of Love" by the Bay City Rollers.
Oh no, that would be Air Supply, dum dum.
No. It's the Bay City Rollers version in the BBC sessions in 1974.
Okay.
Very obscure.
All right. Well, let me get this out of the way real quick. And if anybody in the chat room, if anybody has any websites, real quick, we can promote. Advertising for the show. You know what I'm talking about. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. Thanks for checking us out. It's a 2-hour show again tonight. We're still building up, and we're going to see if we're going to end up doing a 3-hour show, or we're just going to stay with 2 hours, or what? I don't know. Just shut up.
We're just playing around, all right?
Yeah, we're figuring this out.
It's been a rough month.
Just deal with it. Like our Facebook page, Conti and Kenny. Also, our Twitter accounts, @CNK Show. Mine is @JoeConti Comic. Kenny's is @KennyMichaels5. And also our producer @WhiteAssBrent. Subscribe to both the podcasts, shorts, and the regular show. And also some shows that we're friends with. Metal Breakfast Radio, great podcast. Our pal Rich and Tony, Unlearn.TV, Unlearn with Rich and Tony. The I Don't Know Joe Show with Joe Fernandez. And Benny Michaels has a good show called Pod Cheese. May 9th. Come check us out. Me and Kenny, yes. We're going to be in Hoboken. We have tickets now. If you don't want to buy them online, if you want to get in touch with me or Kenny, and if you want to buy the tickets without going online, you know, we got like 25 tickets. There's only 40 tickets left for the show. So you better move it, pals. Out of 50, there's only 40 tickets left.
Yeah, and I've been writing, so I've got some new stuff coming.
All right, cool. So, yeah. if you just want to get the tickets because it's probably going to get sold out, just go to my website, joeconti.com, click on calendar, and you'll find it May 9th, Friday night in Hoboken, New Jersey, 11 o'clock at Biggie's Clam House, and up downstairs is the Biggie's Comedy Room. All right.
And if you guys want to see me, I will be at 8 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, April 30th, I will be participating in fucking jury duty.
Nice.
In the New Brunswick Municipal Complex.
Nice.
For some stupid bullshit. Yeah, you got caught you know, ramming your putt in a fucking public place. Get away from me. I want to sleep in, but no, I got to fucking, I got to judge another human. Think about it. Think about jury duty. I got to judge another human.
Oh,
you know,
boy, yeah.
whatever is.
Who are you to judge any other human?
I know. I don't care what everybody else does. Just leave me alone and you're fine.
All right. Let's.
Maybe I should just tell them that and I would be able to go home. They'd send me home.
Maybe. It might work.
Or I'll just walk around with my cock out of my pants.
All right.
In the halls of justice.
All right. Let's get out of here. They got, we got 15 seconds.
Okay, man.
I'm going to turn them off now so we can let them go to More Like Radio, and I'll just let this play out for the rest of the night. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Next week.
See you next week.